My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Gonna get right to it. We got a lot to get through injury-wise with the Bills. On the heels of a second preseason outing on Saturday night, preseason comes to an end Saturday afternoon when the Bills host the Carolina Panthers, and the list is long. Sal Capaccio on the West Hur Hotline. Sal, welcome back to Buffalo. And, man, I don't know where to start. I think quarterback maybe specifically, unless, you know what, let's run down the whole update from McDermott today, and then we'll get to some specifics, because people might just be dropping in now because you're on and don't know all the list and all the different designations. So, I don't know. The floor is yours here, Sal. It's a long list.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, buddy. Good to talk to you again. And, man, when you said where to start, I'm thinking you could start so many places. I mean, Andreessen, right, is a big story. Could start with him. Could start with, you know, the quarterback situation. But I think overall, the news of the past hour, we just heard from Sean McDermott within the past hour. Here we go. Mitch Trubisky, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and tight end Quinton Morris are going to be out multiple weeks. That's the term he used. That's different than week to week, because that means every week you're reevaluated. You're not already out multiple weeks. Now, that list includes now newly on that list wide receiver Curtis Samuel, who did not participate in Thursday's joint scrimmage against the joint practice against the Steelers, or Saturday. Damar Hamlin, who also basically left the joint practice early. Baylen Spector, who didn't participate. All of them. Those are week to week players. Defensive end Javon Solomon, defensive tackle Austin Johnson are going to be limited as this week goes on, so hopefully some encouraging news with them. Safety Mike Edwards, safety Cole Bishop, linebacker Nicholas Morrow, they're going to do walkthrough and individual this week. Wouldn't expect much more than that from them, but they are starting to trend up, I guess, which is pretty good. Travis Clayton is still out, the offensive tackle, and they are targeting Casey Tuhill, the defensive end, to be back later this week. So you add that into Matt Milano, who's obviously lost for quite some time. Who knows if it's even possibly the whole season. Wide receiver Lawrence Keys is on a list. I'm trying to go through guys who I know. I think that's it. As far as the guys were already that I didn't mention, if there's anybody else, you can let me know. But that's where we stand right now.
All right. So on Trubisky, Sal, like, but as McDermott was getting ready to talk with you guys on that Zoom conference, I began the show not knowing what the update was going to be on him, feeling like almost certainly whatever kept him out of the game eventually Saturday would keep him out of this Saturday's game. I thought, like, okay, they're going to need at least a guy to get through a preseason game. Now I'm wondering whether they need a guy for more than that, Sal. I mean, multiple weeks here with Trubisky. And I would say myself, anyway, my opinion, coupled with his performances, has me wondering whether or not they need to go, you know, deep sea fishing for a backup quarterback at this late date. What do you think? How do you think they'll proceed there at quarterback specifically?
Yeah, I agree. And this is a tough needle to thread here, Bulldog, because you got to get through Saturday, right? You got to get through Saturday. And then you have to evaluate the season after that.
Mm-hmm.
And not without knowing what the multiple weeks designation means for Mitch Trubisky and when they feel his timeline is, complicates things because they, I'm sure, have a better handle on it. That said, the other part is the play, right? I mean, it just hasn't looked great. He hasn't gone out. Now, look, I will tell you, we said the same thing last year about Kyle Allen. It just did not look good in preseason. And they didn't move on from him. They kept him. And he was the backup all year. So, you know, you think, to me, if he doesn't have the injury, that's just probably what you do. So I think because of the injury, that's first and foremost. I don't think it's the play. Sure, you think about it. But I think the precedent of last year, the way they operated was, we're not going to move on from this quarterback. We brought him in. We believe him. And that's what we're going to do. Now, as far as the injury, Sean McDermott said he actually was planning on maybe playing the starters Saturday. They're not going to do that now.
Right.
So Josh Allen isn't playing. He's not suiting up. We know that. We know Mitch Trubisky isn't going to be able to play. You have one quarterback. That's Ben DiNucci.
Right.
You could have Ben DiNucci just hand off the whole game. That's fine. I have no problem with that. And you could do it. I don't know.
Pretty much what they did Saturday night.
That's exactly right. Just exactly right. So you might just see that. You might just see Ben DiNucci literally play the whole game and hand off the ball and take three-step drops and get rid of the ball. That's fine. You could do that. What happens going into the season? I do think they have to start thinking about it, especially if this leaks into the season. Are you comfortable with Ben DiNucci actually being your number two? That is an option. He's here. He could become your number two quarterback. Do you call Ryan Tannehill
right.
and see what he's... Now, look, here's the... I'm not going to call it a problem. Here's the situation, though. You call Ryan Tannehill, you bring him in, like... He's got to be your number two, and you're paying him some money, and he's going to be here all year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that becomes that. That's what you're going to have to do. I think either if they feel it's a critical mass, like a situation where, look, we don't know when we're getting Mitch back. He's probably not going to be back for a while. They may have to do something like that. Otherwise, I wonder if they wait until training camp ends or preseason and a week from tomorrow
cuts.
Our final cuts.
Right, right.
And then you see what shakes free. And there's a young quarterback somewhere they like that they can claim off waivers. There's a quarterback that knows the system somehow that gets released somewhere. You bring in a Buffalo and say, hey, don't sign with that other team's practice squad you just got released from. Come here and be our number two. You're on an active roster. You get more money after you're here for 1 week. If you're a vested veteran, your salary gets guaranteed. And, you know, you can be here for the next 10 days learning our offense and starting to get ready.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that opens up. I mean, there could be a 30 names mm-hmm. to be considered for that spot.
Correct.
You know, a guy like Tannehill is just out there right now, and you're right that they'd have to know that Trubisky is really going to be out for at least, you know, a week or two maybe of the season. Maybe if they think he'll be back by week three or four, they'll try to just get by with a your name here guy, but. I think if he's out any longer than that, then you really got to think about it. Because I know, like, I'm trying to walk a fine line when I talk about Trubisky. So I didn't like the signing as a return. That was a great idea 3 years ago. Watching him play, he never played for the Bills really at all when he was here in 21. The last 2 years in Pittsburgh, I just don't see it. I don't think he sees the field. I just don't think he's willing to cut it loose. Maybe they value that because, you know, he'll take care of the ball or something. I don't know. But I'd be worried about him having to step in. You know, obviously the line to walk that I'm alluding to is, you know, if something drastic happens to Allen, like something season ending, I don't think it matters who that guy is. But mm-hmm. if he has to leave to go to the locker room to get, you know, through the concussion protocol or something and misses a series or two or misses, you know, the back end of a game or a couple games, you want to be as good as you can be there. And I just don't think Trubisky is really showing you much. But you make a good point. Kyle Allen was about that last year, and they never did anything about that either.
Speaking of Kyle Allen, he might lose his job in Pittsburgh. Are they going to keep three? I mean, that's where he is right now, right? Is that a guy that all of a sudden, hey, he's got a great relationship with Josh. He's been here. He's been a part of our system. We took Joe Brady last year. You could bring him over here. I mean, Matt Barkley is a free agent right now. Do you call him up? There are options here of guys who know what you're about and what you want to do.
Yep.
The backup quarterback discussion in totality for me, though, is I don't know even above Trubisky. Now, you're right, Bulldog. And going back to March, you could have probably signed someone better than Trubisky, and you could certainly make that argument. I just don't think there's a lot of great backup quarterbacks in this league anyway, and I think that no matter, it doesn't, like, who are you getting instead of Trubisky? I will tell you this. Over the last few years, the Bills feel that basically, I think just kind of talking and being around the organization, that Trubisky was like the guy, over the last few years, the guys they've had, Case Keenum, Matt Barkley, Kyle Allen, like Trubisky did a really nice job, and that's why they brought him back. Like, that was a guy they were very comfortable with compared to all those other guys that they had, that guy fit, like, maybe better or was able to perform better in practices and preseason and things like that.
Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline with us here on WGR. After the Trubisky news, where's the next most concerning issue here? Is it Curtis Samuel being week to week, Sal? Is it, you know, what? I mean, it's almost got to be Curtis Samuel. Maybe DeMar Hamlin, because they're already experiencing injuries at safety to begin with.
Yeah, it's one or the other, but I think it's Samuel who jumps out because it's new, and he's such a big part of what they're going to do on offense, Bulldog, right? I mean, like, he's going to be all over the field doing all this stuff. He's got so much on his plate, and you're already a bit thin there. You don't really know what you have beyond your top four. Guys are trying to, you know, fight for spots. I mean, what does that look like without him? I think it really changes the dynamic of what Joe Brady wants to do offensively. So, yeah, I think that's the name that I go to right away. But that said, the safety position overall, it might be the one guy in Samuel, but the position of safety, they're really down and against it right now. Now, look, I mean, they do have guys who've been in the league, guys who can, you know, step in and play a little bit here, and we know that. Kareem Jackson, they signed. Terrell Burgess, you know, he was with the Rams a couple of years ago, won a Super Bowl. I think they really feel comfortable if Cam Lewis has to play. It's not ideal, but they'll put him back there, and he knows the situation, the system. I think they like what they've seen from Kendall Williamson so far. Jamarcus Ingram has a little bit of flexibility. Hasn't been trained there necessarily, but you could do that. Christian Benford, we know. Like, these are things that if they had to at a pinch, they could probably do it. It's not that they've actually been going out and doing it necessarily, but if they had to, maybe. So, and I always believe that, you know, the system itself kind of helps, right? They're a little bit insulated. They know what they want. They can kind of help those guys. They can protect those guys and how they coach it and what they do are all around. It's always been about the sum, not the parts, with this Bills defense. But yeah, right now, I mean, safety. The good thing for me about safety is I'm not super worried, because with Bishop and Edwards at least starting to work their way back, and here we are still, how many days you have? 2 weeks left, 2.5 weeks left before their first game. You know, I mean, I think that, well, almost 3 weeks, I guess. You know, I think that I feel more comfortable there.
Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline with us here on WGR. All right, so from the game then, I think we dotted I's and crossed T's on the injury list. I think we're good. We'll see if anything else pops up here. From the game, Andreessen, I know you talked to, is it Len Sankowitz?
Jankowitz,
thank you. On your show today, legendary Lancaster football coach, Andreessen's high school, UB product. Sal, I mean, what a story Saturday. I mean, it was, I can't stop thinking about his family. Like, every step of the way here, like, even get invited to rookie camp, and then, you know, being, you know, coming, you know, capitalizing on that and getting to, you know, the off-season work and into training camp, and now to start the game and play like he played. How challenging is it now, do you think, for them to get him through waivers into the practice squad?
I think it's going to be challenging. He put a lot on film. If Brandon Bean feels, hey, you know what, we really like the other guys we have investments here with draft picks and money, and, you know, it was a really nice, great night for Joe, and we'd love to develop him more and keep him a part of the practice squad, that's fine. But if he releases him to do that, all it takes is one team to say, well, oh my God, like, the Pittsburgh Steelers can say, look what this guy did to us. I want him. I want to bring him here. Put him on the 53. Bam, he's theirs then. He is a rookie, which means he's subject to waivers. If the Bills release him, a team claims him, he's no longer a Buffalo Bill. He's a member of that particular team. He's on their 53-man roster. So it gets tricky. Is it possible that you know, the Bills could release him and he clears waivers because the team just doesn't want to put him on their 53 because they have too many questions themselves, sure, then you get him on your practice squad. I just think it becomes a lot tougher now after what he put on, and good for him on Monday, on Saturday night, obviously. Now, the injury situation with the Bills makes it also even, you know, I don't know if you want to say more complicated for the team, but a better opportunity at least for Joe to continue on this path, which is Baylen Spector is week to week. Baylen Spector's had multiple injuries throughout his career. Yeah. I know they like him a lot. They drafted him, but you know, at some point you say, like, okay, can we count on a healthy Baylen Spector? And he also plays Mike linebacker where Joe's been playing. Nicholas Morrow, who had over 100 tackles a couple years ago with the Bears, played for the Eagles last year. Eagles fans will tell you, yeah, okay, but really nothing they really needed to keep. That's fine. He's a veteran. He has flexibility, but, you know, he hasn't been healthy. He hasn't really been on the field. Eddie LaFoscio, they're getting him back. He was back in a red jersey last week at practice. They drafted him. I think the Bills would love to have Eddie LaFoscio. But this is a situation where right now, Joe Andreessen is taking advantage of every single rep, and he's making it very, very hard on the Bills to say, okay, we like you, we'll develop you, we'll put you on the practice squad. He is certainly fighting for a man on the spot on the 53. Look, it's a great story, no doubt, unbelievable story. But I don't care if the kid is from California. He played legit great linebacker on Saturday night.
Right.
And he's pushing for a spot because of that.
Right. Yeah, he'd be making this, you're right. I mean, he could be from Wyoming. He'd be making this very interesting no matter what with how he played on Saturday. Let me ask you this, Sal. How much do you know about how much flexibility, how much similarity there is between the Bills' linebacker positions? Because I love Terrell Bernard. Is he capable of playing Milano's spot and leaving Andreessen in the middle? Because I don't think the idea, I saw someone ask you this on Twitter, putting Andreessen out in Milano's spot doesn't sound like a great idea to me athletically. But I wonder about Bernard and whether they could, you know, in a way try to get their best 11 out there. And it sort of ignores Dorian Williams, who I'm also pretty high on. I don't know, just first things first, how possible would it be for them to move linebackers around like Bernard?
Okay, so there's a lot here, first of all. Let me just say that I agree with you that, like, to, you know, aesthetically, the way it looks, Andreessen doesn't look like he could play where Milano's going to play because of the things required. However, as a lot of people have pointed out to me, his Ross athletic score was off the charts, actually. He's a very good athlete, right? He's a better athlete than a lot of people probably give him credit for, and I would, and you are, and all of that, but the issue to me isn't even that. The issue to me is he's been being trained at middle linebacker.
Right.
Playing will linebacker there's a lot of different nuances to it. There's a lot of different things that go along with it. He's a rookie. The Bills like to cross-train their players. And Sean McDermott was asked about this on the Zoom call. He said, I'll tell everybody what he said. He said, early on, they trained Joe at both Will and Mike. But a few weeks ago, they moved him strictly to the Mike linebacker spot, which is where he's been playing. Okay, so that tells me they're comfortable with him there. They thought maybe he had some traits to play Will, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But man, you're asking a lot for a guy to suddenly switch and, you know, take on being in space, like you said, covering people. Like, yeah, right. You could, maybe he's athletic enough, but we haven't seen that happen. He's very good at getting downhill, shedding blocks. We've seen how that looks. As far as Bernard, I mean, his first start in the NFL came at will linebacker. Remember when he filled in for Milano against the Jets a couple years ago? Didn't go that great, but he can do it. He can certainly do it. Terrell Bernard could play. He could probably play nickel corner if you want. You know what I mean? I mean, Terrell Bernard. Yeah, he could play Will. And I just think though they really like Dorian Williams too, Bulldog.
Right.
You know, they like Dorian Williams, what he brings to the table. He's been in this defense for a year. He understands it. So all in all, I think the bottom line solution here is you're keeping Joe Andreessen where he is. He's the backup middle linebacker because right now you don't have a backup middle linebacker. You have Baylen Spector right. at number two, and he's not out there. And Nicholas Morrow is probably your number three, and he's not out there. So there's really no reason to even move him right now because your two starters, quote unquote, with Dorian Williams, are actually healthy.
Right. Very good point. A couple other things from Saturday, Sal. I said this in my open today. Rousseau. I felt like there were new tools on display on Saturday night against Broderick Jones. I mean, the bull rush on one of those sacks. I mean, maybe it says more about the player that he abused there, Jones. But I feel like maybe I want that to be evidence that Rousseau has diversified his approach a little bit, because I don't remember him being any kind of a power move guy, and that he just went right through that dude.
It was wild, man. I went up to him in the locker room after the game and said, I don't know if you've seen it on film, I mean, you did it, but I said, you completely destroyed Broderick Jones. And he just kind of smiled and said, thanks. I'm said, like, I'm thinking to myself, like, it's like when you go against your son or daughter, you're horsing around, and like you kind of want to show them like who's boss, right? Ah, you're not getting me yet, right? Right. Like that kind of thing. That's what he did. And man, it was just crazy how he went through him. Look, Bulldog, if Greg Rousseau can add that to his game, he's already a really good run defender, right? If he can add that to his game, my gosh, like that would be such a big benefit and win for the Bills. You know, all the questions we have about Von Miller and what he can be as a pass rusher, like if you could just say, well, I'm just going to replace him, it doesn't have to be Von Miller, it can be Greg Rousseau. I mean, now anything you're getting from Von Miller and on top of that, of course, AJ Epenesa or anybody else is a bonus. So he looked really good. Now, I'll also tell you that I think Broderick Jones has been a bit of a disappointment so far, you know, for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, you see some Steelers fans talking about, oh, my God, he hasn't shown it yet. And I think it kind of goes back to last year even. So temper it a little bit with that. And I even thought about it. If you're a Steelers fan, you're watching that. That's your first-round pick from a year ago. And that's what happened to him on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough look for them. Couple of other quick things. The running game, obviously, the line of scrimmage was a story. I mean, we know the Bills didn't score a touchdown for a second straight preseason game, but they really dominated the line on both sides of the play all night, no matter, you know, first string, second string, third string, whatever. But Ray Davis was, I think, like as advertised on Saturday night after a tough debut.
Coaches will always say your biggest improvement comes from game one to game two because, you know, you've seen it, now you know what to expect. I will say that in the individual case of Ray Davis, 100% true here. I didn't like his game against the Bears. I wrote about it. I gave him an arrow down, and my arrow up, arrow down. I didn't think he ran particularly with authority like I was expecting. That all changed on Saturday night. And, you know, he talked about it in the locker room, and he said that, like, he went back to just saying, like, he had to understand how to get downhill and get there in a hurry, basically, and he did that. I thought he was really good in the Thursday practice, by the way, too, catching the ball as well. He had a real nice blitz pickup, though, last week against the Bears. He seems to be okay in that department. That's a big deal if they could have him on third down and be able to do that. Excuse me, but I think that he really looked good. He looked the part. Look, a week ago against the Bears, Bills running backs averaged less than 2 yards a carry. On Saturday, you had one averaging over 7, Ray Davis, and then you had Darrington Evans and Frank Gore both over 5 and James Cook over 4. I mean, what a turnaround from a week ago.
Yeah, really. That's exactly what it was. Maybe the best news for a particular player, it's very tough for Quentin Morris, who's a mainstay on special teams and the third tight end. But we saw Davidson has been kind of a story throughout camp here and there. Really nice catch and run on Saturday. And I think that spot, you know, with Morris being out multiple weeks, that maybe that's Davidson's spot now.
It's going to be interesting. I think Zach Davidson, I've been saying it since I've been going back to, what, April, May, and telling everybody, like, wow, he looks really good. He's catching a lot of passes. He looks like a wide receiver out there. He doesn't do all the things Quentin Morris does. The Bills really like all the things Quentin Morris does, and I think he was really fantastic on Thursday in those practices. You know, they didn't have Dalton Kincaid out there. He effectively became the number two tight end during that practice. I think all things being equal, when they're all healthy, Quentin Morris is still over Zach Davidson because of all the things he can do. But Zach Davidson has certainly equipped himself to show that he can play and he can catch passes and he can get down the field. You know what? Maybe they need more of that out of another player now with all these injuries. Curtis Samuel being hurt, MVS being hurt. Maybe having your third tight end be much more of a pass catcher than an all-around guy, you know, is something that they have to look at anyway. But I think that at least Zach Davidson has shown that he's capable of playing and he can get down the field and he can make those catches. It would be a real shame, though, if they lost Quentin Morris, because I think they really rely on Quentin Morris to do a lot of stuff for them.
All right, Sal, excellent work. Thank you very much for this, and we'll catch up during the week, I'm sure.
All right, you got it, buddy. Thank you.
That is our Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? All right, so injuries are the story here late in the going. One more preseason game to go before the summer wraps up, and then the regular season comes calling in September. Anything you want to get off your chest here that you saw on Saturday that you liked, that you didn't like, the injury situation, the backup quarterback situation, lines are open for you right now at 803-0550. Would love to hear from you. Chris Trapasso, our buddy from CBS Sports, is coming our way at the top of the hour, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But your call's on the way right after this. I'm the Bulldog. Mike Chope has the day off. Thanks for listening to WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.